Australia is now the most expensive place for an international student to get a university education. That's the finding of new research by the global investment bank HSBC. The researchers surveyed parents in 15 countries, and when they combined average course fees and the cost of living, they found Australia was the most expensive place to study. In contrast, only a quarter of those surveyed ranked Australia within the top three nations for education. Ashley Hall reports.
Right around the world, the thirst for a high-quality university education is strong and growing. After surveying 5,000 parents in 15 countries, the researchers found nearly 7 in 10 of them are hoping their child will undertake university studies, and about 2 parents in every 5 want their child to go on to study at a postgraduate level.
Parents definitely want the best for their children as far as education goes, and that's particularly the case in our region, in Asia Pacific, where that desire is very, very strong.
Graham Eunice is the head of retail banking and wealth management at HSBC, which commissioned the research.
When we compare that to Australian parents, the perception of sending their kids to overseas to get overseas education is much, much lower. The desire is much, much lower, at about 41%. Whereas if you compare it to Indonesia, for example, 92% of parents want to send their kids overseas for better university education.
Is that about a perception of quality?
Yes. What the survey showed is that Australian parents believe that our education system is far better than the number one, actually, out of all the education systems. But that's not the case when we talk to parents in other countries.
At the top of the table, it's estimated an international student in Australia will spend more than $42,000 each year on fees and supporting themselves. In second place, students pay about $3,000 less each year to study in Singapore, and they pay about $6,000 a year less for the United States, ranked in third place.
The strength of the Australian dollar is not helping the cost of studying in Australia, but it is quite concerning when we ranked relatively low on quality and we are the most expensive, given that education is our largest export service.
International students form a critical part of Australia's higher education sector. With 20% of university students coming from overseas, Australia has the highest concentration of international students in the world. But Graham Eunice says Australia is not ranking very well on the question of perceived quality.
If you look at where we rank, and it's quite stark when you talk to Chinese parents, where we actually rank as the fifth highest quality education country for tertiary education, well below the US, UK, and Germany, and we rank fifth with Canada.
Why do you think it is that Chinese parents in particular have less favourable views of Australian education?
Well, I think it's a combination of both quality and cost. Whilst we still attract a large percentage of Chinese students, I think that's largely driven strongly driven by our location and the proximity to China. But our education system is not rated quite as high as they do as the UK or the US, for example.
Dion Lee of the Council of International Students of Australia says every international student already knows it's expensive to study here. But he says making it a bit cheaper would be simple.
One of the issues that we've been campaigning recently is for the introduction of travel concessions to international students as well. As you may or may not know, not all of the states in Australia offer that to international students.
He says he's also concerned the federal government's plan to deregulate university fees for local students will have a negative flow-on effect for international students.
We are of the view that international students are most vulnerable to such measures because, as of now, there isn't an effective policy or legislation to prevent universities from charging international students more than what they are already charging.
The federal government and the body representing the university sector, Universities Australia, have previously said fee deregulation is essential to allow universities to continue lifting standards. What's not yet clear, though, is whether any actual improvements in quality will be enough to change the perceptions held by overseas parents who overwhelmingly foot the bill for their children's education in Australia.
Ashley Hall.